All right. Good morning again, everybody. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries, and I am your prayer host this morning on this last day of the year. Wow. We made it through, y'all. God is so good and worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. How can we thank him? How can we thank? We can't thank him enough. Okay, well, anyways, this morning we're going to move right on into our prayer ministry. And this, our first speaker this morning is our Mother Betty Buchanan. And I see that you all set and ready, Mother, so I am going to turn it over to you.
Yes, I am. Good morning, y'all. Okay, this is the last Tuesday of the year. I'm not feeling that well this morning, but I thank God he touched me and woke me up, woke us all up. We thank him for it, Jesus. This is the last Tuesday in the year 2024. He's brought us through a mighty long ways, and all ways from January to all the way to December. We thank you, God. Okay. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad in it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, let us pray. We are walking in the Spirit. I'm sorry. My subject is walking in the Spirit. I just found out about it, but we all should walk in the Spirit in every way. But in Micah 2:11 it says, if a man walk in the Spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and strong drink, he shall even be the prophet of this people. Luke 1:80 it says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Thank you, Lord. We should all walk in the Spirit, talk in the Spirit, sing in the Spirit. Everything we do, Lord, may we always walk in the Spirit. Let us pray. Father God, this is another day you've made, and we thank you for it. We rejoice it. We be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that every day belongs to you. Hallelujah. And that praise and adoration can make even the worst day good. You thank us for keeping us through the night, Heavenly Father, waking us up this morning to continue to give you the praise, the honor, the thanks you deserve. We know the power belongs to you, and having you in our lives is unfailing love, Lord. You reward everyone, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We thank you, dear God, for our riches, physical and spiritual. Please give us understanding as well, Heavenly Father. Increase our understanding so we may increase and multiply your great goodness. Thank you, Lord. Dear God, we thank you for bringing us for the last 12 months of the year 2024. Thank you for your faithfulness, your forgiveness, Lord, your love, dear Jesus, the joy, our food, our clothes, our transportation. And you brought us through sicknesses, loneliness, Heavenly Father. You brought us through peace and all, dear God. We thank you. We thank you and ask you, Heavenly Father, continue for your healing for all sickness, dear God. Thank you, for Heavenly Father, for touching us all from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. We thank you, Lord, for your comfort for all the bereaved families, Heavenly Father, far and near, dear God. We thank you. We praise your name, Heavenly Father. We praise your name. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for our families, Heavenly Father. Our stronger relations in our family, dear God. We thank you for the new year that's about to give us, dear God. Hallelujah. Dear God, you are worthy. We thank you, Jesus. You have brought us a mighty, mighty, mighty long ways, Heavenly Father. We'll always know, we always will thank you. We can't thank you enough, Heavenly Father. through every day, Heavenly Father, all the way, Lord. We know that you will take care of us. Thank you, Lord. Increase us always daily. Our faith. Increase our faith. Increase our faith in you, dear God. We thank you. Heavenly Father, we blessings, Heavenly Father, for all our families, everyone on this line, dear God. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for our prayer service, Heavenly Father. You brought us through a whole year, dear God. We thank you for it as you lead us into a new year, Heavenly Father. Make us stronger in your word, Heavenly Father. Dear God, we have blessings on our Baca family, Heavenly Father. We thank you, special thanks, Heavenly Father. We know it's always not enough, Heavenly Father. As we thank you, we know it's not enough, Heavenly Father, but we thank you for our Bishop Eric Clark, Heavenly Father, and his daily teaching, his daily preaching, Heavenly Father. He gives us continue, Heavenly Father. Strengthen him, Heavenly Father, and his family. Also, Pastor Lenore, she stands by his side. We thank you, dear God. Bless our Baca family, Heavenly Father, all of us, Heavenly Father. Blessings for their family and their household, spiritually and financially, Lord. Heavenly Father, bless you, for God, for my family, far and near, dear Heavenly Father. Continue love and communication with you, dear God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for our prayer service again, dear God. Heavenly Father, touch and heal, Heavenly Father, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, Heavenly Father. We thank you. Bless each and every family, Heavenly Father, far and near, dear God, Heavenly Father. Bless us, Heavenly Father. Let us be stronger, stronger in your name, dear God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We walk in your spirit, Heavenly Father. We pray in your spirit. We love you, dear God. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father. It's a good thing, dear God, to give you thanks unto the Lord, Heavenly Father. O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, dear God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise your name. We praise your name, dear God. As we leave out of the year of 2024, we thank you for January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and this is December, Heavenly Father. In December, we know we celebrated your birthday too, Jesus. We thank you. Lead us into a new year, Heavenly Father. Oh, we praise your name, dear God. We praise your name. We praise your name. We love you, Lord, Heavenly Father. Strengthen us, Heavenly Father. Help us to love one another, dear God. We pray for the sick, Heavenly Father. Bereaved families all over, dear God. Touching and healing, Heavenly Father. Make us give you more and more and more and more thanks. We can't thank you enough, Heavenly Father. Each and every day, we can't thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name. And we thank you for our prayer service again, to Heavenly Father. Strengthen it, Heavenly Father, in 2025. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray and we ask you, thank you for your love, your kindness, Heavenly Father. Continue to lead us and guide us. Be stronger, Heavenly Father. Stronger to love you more, Heavenly Father. We can't thank you enough, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord. As we go from day to day and into the new year 2025, we thank you again, dear God. We love you, Heavenly Father. I praise your name, dear God. I praise your name. Hallelujah. Bless us all and our families, far and near, dear God. Draw us closer, Heavenly Father, closer to you in my Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, in your name. I give you all the glory and all the praise and all the love, Heavenly Father, that I have. And I thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And I turn it back over to the host. Hello?
I'm sorry, I was just talking away and forgot the phone was muted. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Mother Buchanan. Thank you so much for that prayer, walk in the Spirit. The scripture in Galatians said, if we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. We thank God for that prayer because it's wonderful to hear our mother when she go before us and pray. We thank God for God allowing her to be able to come before us and pray. She don't feel well, and you know, we are the ones standing in the gap for her. And we got to remember to keep our mothers covered, keep our prayer leads and our hosts covered, our leaders everywhere, keep them covered, because all different manner of attacks come. And
yes.
So that's what this is, a prayer line, a prayer service that we turn into a prayer service. So we have to remember to cover one another. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, Mother Buchanan, I can't see them. Can you mute on your phone for me? Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. I hit something. Give me 1 second. I don't know what I done did.
Am I okay?
Yeah, if you can hit mute on your phone for me.
Okay.
I'm trying to see why I can't. Hold on real quick. What's going on? I guess I just have to do it all. Okay. All right. Yeah, something was going on with my screen too. Okay. All right, everybody. This, for those that tuned in late or after it started already, we were just saying this is the last day of the year. This is, God has gotten us through an entire year. And, you know, some may have had good moments or good times or whatever, and then some didn't. But through it all, God is our strength. He done brought us through. He done woke us up to see another day and the last day of the year. And we got a lot to give him thanks for. Let's remember, at this evening that Bishop will be on. We'll be having our New Year's Eve service at 7 p.m. Invite whoever you can and join in and tune in and be a part of that New Year service. Then Bishop will be coming back on about 10 or 15 minutes before midnight to pray us through. Okay. For those that are on and have to leave, it's okay, we understand, but we asking that if you can always remember before you go to sow a seed, if you can, and you can do that by way of Cash App at $BishopEricClark. You could also text the word give to 216-446-1209. Remember, your gifting expands the kingdom of this ministry. Okay, now we will turn it over into the hands of our next prayer lead, Sister Mildred. If you're ready, you may begin. Sister Mildred? Sister
Hello?
Mildred? Okay, yes. I don't know what's going on, but you should be okay now.
Okay. My name is Mildred Lanier, and my prayer is we need to make time to be quiet and listen to him. Father, we love you and we praise you on this morning. We bless your holy name, Father. We give you honor this morning, praise God, as we worship you in prayer. Father, we pray this morning that you help us this morning, God. Help us to hear your voice, Father. Father, we pray this morning that you help us to hear your voice and let us not be deceived or distracted by the voice of ungodly things or others that is not in the path of righteousness, Father. Father, we pray this morning that you give us eyes to see and ears to hear. My sheep should hear my voice, and I know them and they know me. Help us to guard our hearts, Father, from the influence of this world and the influence of other people that's unlike you, Father, that's not unlike your will and our will for our lives, oh God, through you. Father, we're all guilty of not listening, Father. But we pray this morning, God. We pray this morning that you give us listening ears, God, as we move forth into this new year, oh God. Let our ears be open. Let our ears be open so that we can hear your word that's implanted for our life, oh God. Search us this morning, God, as you know our hearts, Father. We pray this morning that we hear from you. We hear your voice, God, and do what you need us to do and what you ask of us to do. Father, help us to tune into your voice. Help us to take time out throughout our day to listen to what you have to say to us, oh God, as we yield to your guidance and your direction. Father, I pray this morning that you continue to keep us, oh God. Father, listening doesn't always come easy, Father, but we pray that you begin to improve our listening, oh God, and those that can't hear, develop listening, oh God, and those that do hear, God, continue to speak to them, oh God, continue to guide them, oh God, continue to keep them on the right path and course in your will, Father. Father, we don't always see our negative ways. We don't always see our negative thoughts. We don't always see our selfishness and our offenses, oh God, but help us to cleanse our heart that we would hear from you, Father. Father, there is peace that comes with taking time out to listen to you, Father. There is peace that comes in your presence, oh God. There is peace that comes being guided by your word and your will, Father. Father, we ask this morning that you help us to let go of the distractions and anxiety. Teach us to wait in silence, oh God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, O God. And we need our strength renewed in you, Father. We need our strength restored in you, O God. We need our strength revived in you, Father. Father, we know that you hear us through prayer, O God. We know that you hear us through prayer, O God. Father, your word is a living word that penetrates our soul and our spirit, O God. Father, help us to rest in the goodness that you have spoken to us. Help us to rest in the goodness that you have spoken over us, Father. Teach us how to listen. Teach us how to listen as we read your word, Father, and you speak to us. Teach us how to listen when we pray, God, and you speak to us. Teach us how to listen, Father, when we are back up against the wall and you speak to us, oh God. Teach us how to listen when we give you thanks, oh God. Teach us how to listen and still know that you're good and that you're God, oh God, that your word is true in our life. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to teach us to listen even when we are weary and when we worry, God. Be quiet and trust the Lord, and he shall renew your strength. You are in control, God. You are in control of all things in our life, and we love you for that, Father. No matter what comes or what goes, God, you are our source of strength and our refuge. And we pray this morning that we be still and know that you're God in our life, that we begin to have peace knowing that you're God, your listening, your security, your healing, Father, your protection that comes with listening to your word and listening to the will, your will for our life, Father. We thank you on this morning for always being the one on the throne. Father, help us to listen to you and eat what is good, Father. Father, help us to listen even in the midst of trials and tests. All is part of your plan. Give us ears to hear, even in the midst of chaos, even when we're weary, God, when we're feeling lonely. Give us ears to hear, God, when our back up against the wall, Father. Give us ears to hear, even when Satan comes to sift us as wheat, to shake our faith, Father. Give us ears to hear in the midst of the trial and tribulation, oh God. That's a part of the plan for our life, God. Father, we will experience spiritual trials and temptation, Father. But we pray, God, as you are in the midst, that you're there, and we exalt you on this morning. We thank you for being there, Father. We thank you for being there. We exalt you on this morning, oh God. We exalt you, Father. Father, you are exalted all through amongst heaven and earth, and we give you praise this morning, knowing that you can open our ears and you speak to us through dreams. You speak to us through other individuals. You speak to us through our bishops and our pastors, oh God. You speak to us, God, even through your word and worship music, God. You speak to us. Allow our ears to open to listen to your word for our lives, oh God. And we thank you this morning for listening, a listening ear, and your preparation for our lives, oh God, that you give us through listening to your word, from your word, oh God, and just to listen, oh God, listen to you speak. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to them, oh God. Your sheep should hear your voice, God, and we are your sheep, oh God, and we want to open our ears. We want to open our ears to hear your voice, Father. Let us speak words of encouragement to others. Let us speak words of confidence to others, oh God. Fill us with your courage and strength. Give us clarity of the things of before we speak, oh God. Give us clarity as we speak, oh God, that we speak healing, that we speak your word, that we begin to go into this year knowing that you are exalted on high, Father. We give you praise and glory on this morning, God, and we love you this morning, and we bless your holy name, and we thank you, Father, for just allowing us to have listening ears. We thank you for having breath in our body, going into the new year, God, opening our eyes to see, giving us vision, oh God. We thank you for it this morning, Father. We thank you just for who you are, who you've been in our life all this year, how you brought us through this year, Father, how you brought us through different trials and tribulations, how we withstood temptation, God, knowing that you were there, Father, how you brought us through, and even those that fell, they rose up again, God, speaking your word and your will for their life, Father, and we thank you for it this morning. We thank you for being there, God. We thank you for just bringing us through, bringing our children through another year, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for just bringing those that have parents, bringing them through another year, Father. We thank you this morning, God, and we pray this morning as we go into this new year, oh God, if we listen to your word, obey your word, God, our world can be a paradise, oh God. And we pray this morning that you continue to speak to us, oh God. Speak your word to us. Speak your word in our heart, God. Give us a pure heart. Cleanse our heart, Father, so that we can receive you, oh God. Restore the hearts that need to be restored. Renew them and revive them, the hearts that need to be revived, so they can hear you, God. And guard our heart with your love and your purity and your holiness, oh God, so that we can serve you, oh God, so that we can hear you and hear the words that you have spoken over our life and the lives of others that we speak to, oh God. Let us give others encouraging words on this year, oh God. Let us stand, God. Let us stand in our ministry stronger this year, Father. Let us be there stronger this year, God. Let us serve stronger this year, oh God. Father, we thank you and we bless you this morning. We give you praise. You are holy and we love you this morning. We thank you for allowing, for being on the throne, listening to us all the time, being there for us all the time, giving us your listening ear all the time, God. And we come before you this morning, God. We come before you in spirit and in truth this morning, God, as we pray going into the new year, that we be able to speak to you, God, that we continue to speak to you, God, and that you hear us, God. Let not our hearts be hardened and fall on deaf ears. Father, let us hear from you, oh God. Let us hear from you as you cleanse our heart. Let us hear from you as you purify us. Help us to turn to you, God, with our hearts, Father. Help us to turn to you with our ways and our thoughts, Father. Let your words penetrate in our heart. Let your words speak to us, God. Give us strength, God, when we feel weak, God, and we just don't want to listen. Give us the strength that we need to listen to you. Give us the love that we need, God. When you speak to us, we hear you, Father. Give us the courage that we need, even when we're afraid, God, that we can hear your voice, God. Give us the courage that we need, Father. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to strengthen us. Strengthen us when we are faltering. Let us not feel weary, oh God. Calm our anxious thoughts when we speak through our mind. When we speak, Father, calm our anxious thoughts, God, as we come before you, Father. We need your strength on this morning, God. We need your strength and your glory and your praise. We need you, Father, and you are holy. We love you, Father. As we go into this new year, God, let us continue to minister life into our children as you minister your life into us, Father. Let us continue to call out on your holy name, Father. Holy, holy, holy you are. And we love you this morning. We praise you and we lift you up. Let us continue, God, to pour into the individuals that is attached to our lives, that we begin to pour your word and your love in them, God, as they seek to be saved, Father. Strengthen us, God. Give us the spirit of boldness to speak your word as we move into this year. Let our light shine in boldness as we move into this year, oh God. And Father, we love you. We praise you. We honor you, Father. We honor you for being our Redeemer this morning. We honor you, Father. We honor your ways this morning, God. We honor your word. Your word is life to us. Your word is love, Father. And let us share the same love with others that you share with us, Father. We praise you, God. And for those that we love that has went astray, Father, we pray this morning that you bring them back into your will and to your word, Father. Bring them back into to where they belong in you, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, even for our children that have went astray, oh God. We pray that you bring them back this year. Speak to them this year. Give them a listening ear this year that they hear your voice. Children that are our children that are incarcerated, oh God, we pray that you speak to them even in a time of incarceration, God. Let them hear your voice, oh God. Some of our minds are incarcerated, God. Speak to us, God. Speak to us that we will hear your voice this year, that we move into the year 2025. Let that be a year of joy, God. Let that be a year of happiness for some of us. Let it be a year of healing, God. Let it be a year of prosperity for some of us, oh God. Some of us need homes going into this year. Let this be a year that you bring, God, and cover us, oh God. Cover us by your blood and in your name. And we praise you this morning. We lift you up and we exalt you this morning. We exalt you this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mildred, for that prayer we need to make the time to be quiet and to listen. And we do have to do that. And if we don't know how, we have to pray and ask God. That's our prayer, Lord. Help us to make the time to be quiet and to listen. Because when we're quiet, we can hear the Lord if we listen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, y'all, and he's worthy to be praised. We thank him today for each and every one of you that have tuned in with us today. As we go out of 1 year and into another, we thank God. Thank you, Jesus. We definitely need to be quiet in this season because we need to be able to hear from God. And if we don't have somewhere where we can tune out everything and make a specific time to hollow just for God, then we won't know which direction he wants us to go in, or what it is that he specifically want us to hear. So remember to make the time to do that. Okay, we're moving on to do this prayer, our believer's declaration says, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. We have been getting that all year long, every single day, all day long. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We have learned to minister from wherever we are, whatever situation we're in, we can minister from where we are. And we praise and thank God for that. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. That is the entire purpose, to serve God, to love him and to serve him. Thank you, Jesus. That's what makes us strong people. Thank you, Jesus. All right. We're going to move right on to our next prayer lead this morning. Pastor Buckner, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to be here this morning. God woke us up, and we're blessed today, and we're honored and highly favored of God to be here. Prayers go out to all the prayer leads and the prayer warriors and the prayer hosts. And those that are tuning in and listening, we thank God for you all, and we ask God for a special covering to be upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Of course, we're praying for all of our seniors. We heard from Mother this morning, and we pray a special prayer for you, Mother, that God will give you strength, strengthen you up this morning. Mm. And keep you covering. I pray that God will keep you covered in the name of Jesus. Prayer for Mother Burgess. God will keep you covered, and his hand of protection will be upon you. Mother Clark's hand will be upon you also, and that he will strengthen you and keep you going, and as you witnessing and ministering the word of God. Mother Goodman, the same as God will keep you covered, and God will bless you. God will be with you all the days of your life. Ministering to you, Mother Sumlin, of course, that's the same with God, would heal you and give you strength. And Hattie Wynn, God will cover, heal, and strengthen. Lamar, Shirley Lamar, that God will be with you all the days of your life. Mother Peterson, that God will be with you, that you will rest underneath his the shadow of the Almighty, my God. And Izzy Carlton and Murray and Payne, God will be with you and strengthen you. Sister Williams and Sister Denise Damas, that God will be with you and be and strengthen you all the days of your life. And that is our prayer for you this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And God will be with all those that are on the prayer list, that God would heal you also in the name of Jesus. We pray in Sage Fisher. We pray for Bernard. We pray for Mercedes. We pray for all the bereaved families. Cynthia Horton, we pray for Minister Andre and his family. We pray for Michael Alexander and his family. We pray for Rachel. We continue to be healed, and Alicia, her son, and Pat, and all the pastors, the leaders, the ministers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for them also in the name of Jesus. We praying for all our loved ones, all our members of the body of Christ Assembly, all those that are across the land, all our co-laborers, Brother James in Buffalo, Alicia Williams in Texas, Gail Murray in Missouri. My God, we ask for God's presence to be upon their life. Ben Horton in New Mexico, David Dobbs in Arizona, and the Herring family in North Carolina. Come on, Jesus. We want to touch them today, Lord. Touch all of them. Lynette Finley in Arizona, Nicole in ATL, Lakeisha in Alabama, Minister DeAndre Jenkins in Columbus, and Shirley Willis in I believe that's Mississippi. We ask God for his touch to be upon them. The hand of God, the God's mercy, and we understand that God can do all things. We pray for them as well as their family. Touch them all across the land. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God, touch them. And in Psalm 149, I just want to read something. Psalm 149, it says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praises in the assembly of the faithful. O Israel, rejoice with your maker. O Jerusalem, exalt with your king. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied with tambourine and a harp. For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for the joy as they lie in their beds. Father, we pray today, Father, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Father, we pray that you would go and touch, send angels to touch everyone's name that I called out, everyone's name in the body of Christ Assembly, everyone's name that's on our co-laborers list, those who are co-workers in Christ with us, those who labor hard and serve hard in the name of Jesus. We ask for a special touch. Touch them as well as their families. Give them the desires of their heart right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for keeping us all year around. All year, you have kept us 365 days. God, you have never slept nor slumbered. You never took a day off, God. We thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness, and we thank you for your steadfastness, God, because you were going all throughout the year, blessing us, picking us up when we fall, healing us when we were in need of healing. We thank you right now. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for what you've done with Pastor Lenora, how you healed her up, stirred her back up. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for how you just miraculously done all kind of things in our life this year. Oh, we just can't even remember everything that you've done, God, because you did so much. But we're grateful, and we come back to just say thank you. We come back to say thank you, like when you healed the lepers, and one came back to just say thank you. Just say thank you when we praise and we honor you. Oh, God, for being our king, for being the King of Kings. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous, someone there who's always in the courtroom with us, always in the hospital room with us, always in the recovery room with us, always there no matter what. No matter what, you're always there, and we thank you, and we salute you this morning, Lord. We salute you. We praise you. We give admiration to you. We appreciate on you this day in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you. Father, we thank you. All our children that come in contact with us, all our babies and the babies across this land, we thank you for them. We thank you that you're keeping them covered. We thank you that you keep a hedge of protection around them in the mighty name of Jesus. All our children be blessed. Be blessed this season in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the things that you're doing in our life, the some changes that are coming, but Lord, we just thank you for the change. We thank you. No matter what, Lord, we know that you change not, though. We know that you won't change on us, Lord. We know that you're still the author, the finisher of our faith. We know that you're still the beginning and the end. We know that, God, that you're still in control. We know that, God, that you're still steadfast. We know that, God, that you won't move out of your position, God. We know that even when storms come, it won't shake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're learning, Lord, we're learning to hold on to your word. We're learning that faith cometh by hearing. And we thank you that we are able to hear your word on a daily basis. We thank you for that daily bread that we are able to get. We thank you for when we get that bread, it strengthens our faith. We thank you that our faith is increasing on a daily basis. We give honor and praise for that this morning. Thank you for our bishop as he is bringing forth the word on a daily basis. Much appreciated. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the business opportunities that are about to open this season in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for those right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for the favor that we will receive with the banker today, Lord, the banker tomorrow, and the banker this coming week. We thank you right now in the name of, we thank you for the credit scores that will go up. Hallelujah. We have faith, Lord. We have faith. We're going to pay some bills. My God, we're going to get out of some debt. Oh, we thank you. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we believe you for everything, God. We believe you for everything. Before we even talk to the banker, before we even talk to the investor, we talk to you, Father, and we have faith in you. We have trust in you because you'll never let us down, Father. We thank you for the past victories. We thank you for past victories in the mighty name of Jesus, that we draw strength from our past victories right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, and we honor you, and we praise you. We honor you, and we praise you, God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the courage to go forth, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the spirit of forgiveness, Lord, across the land in the name of the hope. We thank you, Lord, joy and peace. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you for it all. We just want to say we praise you and we adore you and we appreciate you, everything that you're doing. All the people of God that are serving, we thank you for your service. We thank you the way that you serve. We thank you that you're on your post. We ask that you continue to do what you're doing and that you're doing a great job and that you don't stop. My God, we ask that you even turn it up. The Lord Jesus will give us strength to turn it up a notch. Oh, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for all that you have already done. But we thank you in advance for what's about to happen. We thank you in advance for what's about to happen. We appreciate you. All past victories have been won in Christ Jesus. All healing has already been won. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say thank you and we praise you and we give you honor today. We give you honor. We ask that you continue to strengthen those who may be a little weak this morning. Strengthen them and keep them covered in the name of Jesus. We ask that, Father, that those would hold on to your hand no matter what, knowing that you can pull us through anything. Don't let your hand go. It's not over, my God, in the name of Jesus. Always remember that the fight has been already fixed. You have already won the victory on Calvary. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that blood that was shed, the blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We praise God for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise God for it. He's good. He's good and he's wonderful. Hallelujah. Just, oh, and kind. And merciful, and we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for all your people, asking that you keep them safe, keep them inside the flock, keep them from harm and danger. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. Amen and amen. Bless you, people of God. Bless you. Stay connected. The connection affects your direction. Stay blessed. Stay humble. You're doing a great job. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Buckner, for your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He's great and worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. We serve an awesome God. We praise and thank God today, last day of the year. Not just yesterday, last Tuesday, it's the last week, last month. It is the last day of the year. As we embark a new year at midnight, we give honor and we give praise to God because there's no way we would have been able to do it without him. We would not have made it this far without him. We thank God for Bishop and Pastor Lenore and the great work that they're doing in the ministry. We thank God for each and every one of you that tune in every day and be a part of this ministry and being a part of this service. We welcome you. We're delighted to know that you're on the other end praying and lifting up Jesus. You're praying for us as we pray for you. You know, we all stand in a gap for someone, and we praise and thank God for that as we go into this new year, that we put God at the forefront. Let him lead us. Let's pray and ask him for direction. As Mother Buchanan prayed, walk in the Spirit. Because if we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh and the spirit going to constantly wrestle against one another. So let's walk in the spirit. Sister Mildred prayed on making time to be quiet and to listen. And that's the only way we're going to hear from God is listening, being quiet to hear his still voice. Thank you, Jesus. Whether we sitting still, whether we laying down, whatever it is we doing, we need to make the time and listen to hear what our instructions may be or what God may want to say to us. Because he's always saying something. We just not always hearing it. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, anyway, as we get ready to close, before I pray, remember, I just want to remind everyone this evening at 7 is our New Year's Eve service. Please plan on attending. Bishop have a word for us. And then he will come back on at 11:45 or 11:50. He'll let us know at the 7 o'clock for certain. You just be ready because we're going to pray the New Year's in together on I'm not sure if we don't. I imagine it would be on the might be on this phone call. And then again, it may be you too. But we'll find out. Bishop will say something about that. Okay? Those of you that have an offering, I'm going to ask that you sow it this morning by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark. Or you could text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You could also go to ekcministries.org. Leave your offering, your prayer request, and upload your one. Oh, okay.
Good morning, everybody. The Lord is good. You can go ahead, Sister Keitha.
No, go ahead. If you wanted to say something.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, make sure you tune in tonight at 7 p.m. for our New Year's Eve service. We'll be live online. Bishop Clark will be giving us a word for the new year. Just come on and tune in. That's at 7 o'clock. And then at 11:50, he'll come back and he'll lead us into the new year with prayer. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was clear. Again, at 7 o'clock tonight, he'll be live. And then at 7:50 tonight, he will lead us into prayer for the new year. All right, happy new year to everybody. Yeah, happy new year to everybody. And I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, that's okay, Pastor Lenore. So it will be the prayer. We'll be on this prayer call for to pray the new year in.
No, everything will be live online.
Okay, I did hear you say the 7, but I was saying just to pray it in. Okay, I got it. That's the only thing I wasn't really clear on. Okay.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock will be live, and then he'll come back live at 11:50.
Okay.
Okay, right. Online. All of that is online. So
Amen.
We'll see you then. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
You can go forth. I'm sorry.
You know, you okay. Don't apologize. I needed it. We needed it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we're going to go ahead and pray before Bishop come forth with the daily bread. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Lord God, for laying us down last night and allowing us to wake up to this brand new day, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for carrying us through every single day of this year, Lord God. Some of us suffered with many different challenges, Lord God, different in our health, in our finance, in our spiritual life, on a job, Lord God, in the marriages, in the home, Lord, wrestling with sin, all manner of things, Lord God, losing loved ones. But, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, because you have given us the strength to get through it. You are the overcomer, the ultimate overcomer, Lord God. And we look to you, Lord God, to help us through every situation, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We know nothing is too small and nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift up our hands to you today, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For blessing us and helping us and strengthening and encouraging us, Lord God. For every word that was spoken over our lives in 2024. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for giving us the will, Lord, to hold on, Lord, as we battle the many different things. Hallelujah. Father God, we need you in everything we think, say, and do. And we know, Lord, that is nothing that's too hard for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's our desire to please you, Father. Father, we ask that as we prepare to leave out of this year and go into another, Lord, help us to leave the past in the past. Help us to walk up, Lord, free and bold before you, Jesus, with a clean heart and clean lips and clean mind, O God. Clean feet, Lord. Guard our hearts. Guard our lips. Guard our thoughts, O God. Guard our feet, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us, Jesus, that as we come before you, Lord, we always coming, Lord, in a spirit of humbleness and meekness, Lord God. We come in before you, honoring you, Lord God, with our hearts, not just with our lips, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we know, Jesus, that all power is in your hand, and at any given moment, Lord God, you can call us home. We know that any given moment, Lord God, you can come, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us to be ready, Lord, to be prepared. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for bringing us this far. We thank you, oh God, for new opportunities and new hopes and new dreams and visions, Lord God. We thank you for new strength and new faith and new understanding, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for leaning on, helping us to lean on you, Lord God, and to have a desire to want to get deeper into your word and come up higher in your name, Lord God. Higher, Jesus, that you may be able to use us and show us, Lord God, all the things, Lord God, that you have planned for our life. For each one of us have a purpose, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we come before you seeking, Lord God, what that purpose may be there. It may be fulfilled, Lord God, through us. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For the great leaders that you have placed over us, watching over us and teaching us, Lord God, and instilling your word deep down in our hearts, Lord, for showing us the way to go, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for bearing with us, Lord God. Hallelujah. For holding us up, Lord God. For walking through the fire and the storms with us, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. When we thought we may give up, Lord God, how you came through, Lord, and you was like that footprint in the sand, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. When we're down and out, Lord God, we know that we're not completely out, Lord, because you are there, Lord God. When we're in the dark, Lord God, we're not in it by ourselves, Lord God. We know that you are in us, Lord, that you are the light that keep us going, Jesus. You are the light that give us hope, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. As we walk through the fire and the floods, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that we will not be burned or drowned because you are with us, Lord God, holding us up, Lord God. Hallelujah, being the breath of life in us. Oh, hallelujah, being, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the God of heaven, the only God there is, Lord God, that control life and death. You have it all in the power of your hand, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for reigning over us, Lord God. Hallelujah. For keeping us, Lord God. Hallelujah. We know, Lord, that you are a keeper to those that want to be kept, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We don't want to look, Lord God, walk into this new year and look confused or feel confused or not know what to do, Lord. Help us, Jesus, that we may make the time to be quiet and to listen, that we may get guidance from you, Lord. Help us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To walk in the Spirit at all times, Lord, that we may not fulfill the lust of the flesh, Lord God, because we know those two are contrary one to the other, Lord. But, Lord God, we know that we have to serve you in spirit and in righteousness, in truth, O God. Hallelujah. And then you in the spirit, Lord God, will dwell in us. You'll keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Hallelujah. You give us the power, Lord, to defeat the enemy on every hand. And we thank you for it, Lord God. We look for greater blessings, Lord God, greater strength, greater opportunities, oh God, new doors to be opened, oh God. Lord God, we look to see our family coming in and being saved, Lord. Our wayward children, Lord, we see them, Lord God, being pulled in, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Keep your hands of protection over our babies and our grandbabies, oh God. Keep your hands of protection over our seniors and elders everywhere, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Remember the leaders everywhere, oh God. Stretch out your mighty hands on them, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Help them to stand, Lord, when they get tired and weak, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Touch their hearts. Lift them up, Jesus. Encourage them. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Open up their eyes to see and their ears to hear. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Enlighten them, Lord God, with your spiritual discernment, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, that they may be able to withstand in every battle, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We lift them up, Lord, before you today. We lift up every person on the prayer line as they stand in the gap for somebody, Jesus. We bless them, Lord. We encourage them. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, whatever it is that they're seeking to ask for you, Lord, in the new year, Father. We ask you, Lord God, to give it to them, Lord. Long as it's within your will, bless them, answer them. Give them a speedy answer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we know that if you don't, Lord, do the things that we bring before you, Lord God, it's because it's not in your will, Jesus. Hallelujah. But we know that you're able, Lord, to do all things but fail. And we trust you, oh God. We trust you. We put our lives in the hollow of your hand, for you are the potter, Lord. And we are the clay, and we know that you shape us and mold us into what you have us to be. Help us, Jesus, in any areas that we fall short, that we may lift you up, Lord, that we may continue, oh God, to honor you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and bless your holy name wherever we go. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah.